do it. In other words, the scripture puts it this way, work while it is day, for the night cometh when no man can work. Janice, God has obviously extended your life on purpose because you have a purpose and God is not finished with you yet. And today your partnership is extra special because you are just another one of those miracles in the hands of God. A miracle in the hand of God. Janice, thank you so much for sharing your story with us. And we pray that the Lord will continue to strengthen your heart and strengthen your life and increase your witness and its impact in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. That's coming from Janice right here in Stuart, Florida. Janice, thank you so much. That $100 is going to be matched up. That's going to turn into $200. And that leaves us now with $5,061 remaining in matching funds. That means we're just $61 away from having fully matched $3,000. So we are making progress. Hallelujah. And it's just 11 o'clock. What is God going to do in the rest of this hour before lunchtime? What is God going to do? What is the Lord saying to you today to do? Not one of us are called to meet all the need, but together we are, and together we can. And so don't think for a minute that your donation of $100 is not important, or a donation of $25 or $50 or maybe a Gideon's Army. You may say, what is a Gideon's Army? You'll hear me talk about Gideon's Army every prayer and share, because I believe God is building in his church in these last days some warriors that do not have to be a part of a huge crowd to believe God. You see, Gideon's army was 32,000 strong, David, but it was too big. I'll tell you what was too big. What was too big was a lack of faith. It's not the number. The number was not a problem. The fact was that out of that 32,000, God ended up narrowing it down to 300. That 300 had their eyes open. They were looking to see God do something. And they were willing to be used of God, even if it seems silly, to go to war with a pitcher.
Yeah,
I mean, a pitcher and a torch. Who's going to go to war like that? And yet, God had a strategy that was going to be used not by man but by God to defeat the enemy. Midian was defeated because Gideon was raised up, and 300, just 300. So God's put on my heart that here at WCNO, that we are to prayerfully believe God and call 300 to stand with us as Gideon's army, who will pray, hopefully daily, who will stand in faith, and who will give at least $1 a day. Now, that's not a big deal. And I remember one day I was saying, wow, I wonder if I'd been one of that 32,000 that day, Father, where is my faith? Would I have been, hey, there's a lot of us, you know, and we're not at war yet anyway, and the enemy's over there, and, you know, we're kind of safe here, so, you know, I'm just going to stick my head in the water and drink. Would I have been someone like that? Or would I have been someone that was saying, I want to keep my eyes open, and I want to watch and make sure that I see where the enemy is, and I'm going to be cautious, I'm going to watch while I pray, I'm going to be diligent, and I'm going to be a part of what God does. And I've been to that stream. It's not like a river. It's a stream. Mm-hmm. I've been there. The water still flows through there. And I've got down on my knees there just to kind of get a feeling for what it would be like. And my prayer is that I will be that kind of a person that watches and prays and acts in Jesus' name. Gideon's Army, simply committing to $1 a day. As God provides, that's $30 a month. You could set that up as a monthly donation. Or You know, Karen, more and more we're having people just give 365.
Yes,
they just call in, give 365, and then that covers a year of giving. Yeah. Then you know what they do? Most of them, at the end of the 6 months, they call back and give 365 right. again. So they're actually Gideon's Army times two. That means full of faith, full of power, times two. Amen. All right, what do we have? Oh, let's see. Pastel, Brazil. Afonso's on the phone. I want to talk to Afonso. He is my buddy. He is my buddy. Okay, Janice, thank you so much for this donation of $100. And I am going to be bringing our friend, Afonso, a man of God, a minister, who has Pastel, Brazil. We're going to bring him on air in just a moment. He is always full of the presence of the Holy Spirit. I can't wait to get him on air and see if that's coming through.
772-221-1100 is our number. Please call even during when we're talking. 772-221-1100.
All right. Please do that. Call 772-221-1100. Afonso, are you with me?
Yes, I am.
Hallelujah. How is my brother? I need a praise report from the Northern District.
So I'm blessed.
Amen.
I need about 2 weeks ago, just a little testimony. 2 weeks ago, there was a little boy that goes to our church. He's 12 years old. On Friday, he broke his heel. They took an x-ray on Saturday. And like, for sure, that shows what happened to his heel. So they scheduled him for third Tuesday, to go at Jupiter, somebody like a specialist.
Sure.
But we prayed for him. We prayed for him on Sunday at the church. When he got to the doctor, they checked him again. Was nothing wrong.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And I have the x-rays with me.
Oh, praise God.
Wow.
Praise God. Afonso, we have to tell believers in Jesus Christ who are born again that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, that he has always been a loving God, a forgiving God. He has always been a God who wants to heal and deliver and set his people free. So many people, they're told, oh, that happened back in the day. But this is what God is doing right now. That is awesome. Thank you.
That's what I told you, because this just happened. It's fresh.
Hallelujah.
You know what I mean? Working in there, like, you know, it's amazing. Bringing people that was backlit, you know what I mean, to the church.
Yes.
That's why, like, a lot of people is, like, talking about they come to visit, but, you know what I mean, they want to see the sign.
Yes.
And Jesus said, we will see the sign if we believe.
That's right.
You know what I mean? That's the matter, like I said to you. A lot of people, the problem with people, they know about Jesus, but not Jesus.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To know Jesus is different. I am one of them. I know where I was. I know where I was with dope. And it's like it's going to 33 years free, clean.
Amen.
You know, I've been to jail. So, God works, but you got to believe. It's just like he told Martha and Mary. Didn't I tell you? If you believe, you see the glory of God.
Amen.
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 You know what I mean? Like, even the COVID thing, I never took no shot of the COVID. My church, no, same thing. We never closed. Nobody got COVID.
Praise God.
So it's belief, you know what I mean? I don't hold nothing against people who want to take the shot. It's your problem, not mine. But when you He's a God of 100%.
Hallelujah.
You know what I mean? He's been working with me, like I said to you. I've been praying about, like you told me, like, you want to have a program? But give me a time, because I don't do nothing unless you give me the green light.
Amen. Amen.
You know?
Amen.
So that's the way I am. Like, well, the last phase of time, God, I think I told you, God showed me that's not going to be the whole day.
Yeah.
You know
okay.
what I mean?
Okay,
so
praise God.
Did. Now, like, don't worry about it. He's in it.
Praise God. So God has shown you that we do not have to go through the end of tomorrow, that God's going to wrap this up sooner.
I don't think so.
Okay, I don't think so either. I believe that.
I don't think so.
I believe God is meeting our need, and I'm going to give the phone. Hang on, Alfonso. Don't leave us. We just had a caller call in with a renewal on a 6-month pledge of $140 a month. Oh, this is Alfonso. I'm looking at you.
Yep.
I didn't even read who it's from. I'm like, I've got a donation coming in. I've got to read this right now.
Interrupt you.
Well, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Look,
I'm talking to you.
A lot of people believe in God, but they don't want to put their hand in their pocket.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Until you put the hand in your pocket, God's not going to work.
Amen.
You know, you got to give him something to work with.
Amen.
Likewise the two fish and five bread. So, it's still the same Jesus. I wish I had a time to tell you about the miracle with my son. And he was 25 years old. One Wednesday night in 2020, he has like, I fell in my home to pray for him. But I asked my sister to pray for him. She prayed for him next day, Thursday. And I have everything in paper. Okay?
Yes.
Next day, Thursday, his girlfriend called about like a 7:30 in the morning. So my wife answered the phone. So she was saying that he was sick. He was in the hospital. And I said, how come? I asked God in my heart. But God said, talk to his girlfriend. He didn't say me what to say. It just came out of me. I said, Shelby, I want to ask you a question, please. I need no explanation, either yes or no. Did you guys are sleeping together? And she said, yes. I said, no. So let this be a lesson for you. And match him up for him. Because I didn't raise a son to pull around with somebody else's daughter, which I don't like somebody else's daughter do, somebody else's son do with my daughter.
Amen.
And also, like, and the Lord said to me, this afternoon, they said, like, he suffered a heart attack, convulsion, and missed like a 4 minutes oxygen in the brain.
Mm.
So in other words, the doctor told me he's going to be in a vegetable state forever. But me in my heart, I asked the Lord, Lord, what about your promises?
Mm.
Because this boy of mine, when his mother was pregnant of him, until the 8 months, the ultrasound was showing the girl.
Mm.
But God said he's going to give me a boy.
Mm.
And everybody in the church was making fun of me. I was the hothead. I don't understand. I'm this, I'm that. A lot of names. But when the day comes, that's the boy.
Boy,
you know, that's the boy. So
yep.
There was a congregation of about 300 people.
Mm.
So the senior pastor wants to, you know, present him. I say to him, no, 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 you're not worthy. You are one of them.
That didn't believe.
In front of me.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. I said, you're not worthy. So I think, like, I tell everybody, so who's the hard head? Who's the stupid? Who's this? Who's that? I said,
there you go.
Nobody said a word.
Mm.
If a fly, fly in that church, you can hear the flip of the wings. Everybody was quiet. I said, you guys know about Jesus.
Yes.
I know Jesus.
Mm.
That's the difference. Because when you say that you know Jesus, you got to walk.
Yep.
Of what you talk. So in other words, like, the afternoon, he was working for LA Fitness. He was the top in LA Fitness in Pittsburgh.
Mm.
LA Fitness sent a plane to go to another city to have a specialist. So, you know, to come and check him up. So about 2:30 in the afternoon, the doctor came. And he did the whole thing, the whole check, and then the MRI and everything. He couldn't find nothing. He was mad and asked him, why you guys brought me here? He has nothing. He's okay. But the Lord told me, I'm going to give your son a second chance.
Amen.
For the sake of you. I'm speaking this for some fathers.
Yep.
They don't know how important it is to God. A father be in the center of God's word. Like
Amen.
A head.
Amen.
Like a leader.
Yep.
Not a dictator.
Yep.
Leader leads. So the doctor did the whole thing, nothing wrong. They left him in coma for 11 days because they were afraid. After the 11 days, he was everything normal. He went to talk to me. I said, now, son, we're not going to talk now. You're going to pray for 2 weeks. And I'm going to pray for 2 weeks. And then we're going to talk. Because my son, he has 3 degrees. And he's a Mountie. So, the day come when we were talking, but he didn't say a word. So, that's not my son. It's different. Because he always, you know, don't even let you finish. He's answering you. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But he was only listening, and crying on the other side.
Praise God.
I said, Thiago, what got me sad is like, because God said to me, they gave you a second chance because of me. It shouldn't be like that. You have to have your own life with Jesus.
Amen.
I hope you understand. And you say, I know, Daddy. I say, you know what? No, he spoke to me too, Daddy, when I wasn't coming. He said to me that I will give you a second chance for the sake of your father. But if I dare to ask your father to me. So now, and the Lord pays the hospital. No insurance, no nothing. The Lord pays the hospital. I don't ask. The Lord do, I don't ask. I don't look to see it. And send me a check of the 10%.
Wow.
For the church.
Wow.
So he's fine today. Now he's have a, like over 6 figure salary. But he's straight with the Lord. He got married and everything.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God.
So, some of us like this because, you know, when you see your son and the condition that I saw mine, it's very sad. But thank God by his mercy, he kept me like in his way.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, praise God. That is exactly what God is wanting to do here on the Treasure Coast and all across our nation around the world, wanting us to surrender everything and believe his word and follow him and to see revival and awakenings, healings and deliverance in our families. This is our God. Afonso, I love to get with you. Every time I'm with you, my faith gets stirred up. I love for you to lay hands on me. I always leave on fire. And you have called and shared some of the truth of God, a miracle happening just within recent days of this young man with his heel. And we give glory to God. This is the Jesus we serve, who is alive and well and is stronger than every lie of the devil and plan against us.
Amen.
We give praise in Jesus' name.
I want to tell you just one thing. God told me about 3 months ago, it's going to be a revival in the United States.
Yes.
But it's going to start a revival in the high schools of the United States.
Amen.
The young people.
Amen.
And the young people, because while they've been through all this trash,
yes,
God is going to clean and raise people. They're going to be amazed. They cannot stop.
Amen. I agree.
Miracles is going to happen in class. The students are going to face the teacher, honoring God.
Amen.
Amen.
They can't stop. You know, when God starts, nobody can stop.
If that's
he wants
right.
Like Isaiah 43:13.
Yes.
If he wants, that's it. Amen. You know what I mean?
Amen. I do.
Thank you very much.
Afonso, God bless you. Father, I lift up my brother. I thank you for the deep work that you've done in his life. Deep speaks to deep. And may the word of God, may the truth of God, may the miraculous testimony. This is who you are, Father. It's not just for Afonso. It's not just for that young man. It's for all of us to receive. Yep. And so today, Father, we say a big yes and amen to you, your word, and your will. Use us. Use me. Let revival be right here in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, my brother, and I must say that for those of you who have not visited Pastel Brazil, you can go in and get some awesome food, not only spiritual, but also physical. It is a delightful place to go. And so my wife the other day, I was actually on a bit of a fast, and my wife said, "Oh, we're going past Pastel Brazil. I want to go get some stuff." And I said, "Honey, not today. I'll eat it. It's not on my fast." But my brother, we love you. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing, and thank you for being a partner with us.
All right. Thank you very much. Have a blessed day.
Blessings. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Amen. Wow. A modern-day miracle. He's talking about a miracle that just happened in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Not 20
right now.
Years ago.
Right now.
No, some meeting somewhere.
And this didn't happen in some big revival someplace.
Right.
This happened in the body of Christ right here in the Treasure Coast of Florida. Mm. Just like when Dr. Crandall talks about the dead being raised up from in the operating room, dead. Everybody knows they're dead.
Right.
And God raised them up. Listen, saints. God is on the move. God is on the move. Do not let the enemy steal from you the desire of God to touch you and your family, your neighborhood, your community, your church, your city. Father, use us more than before.
Amen.
I love Afonso.
Amen. I know.
He is a man that's just full of faith, and God uses him in a powerful way. He's right here
so
on the Treasure
amazing.
Coast.
Yep. Yep.
Amazing.
Yep.
And let me tell you, the food from there is wonderful. It's wonderful. But he is only there to minister for Jesus Christ. This is his tool. And people come through the door. They're prayed for. They're touched. And Afonso, I'm praying that God gives you that whole shopping center. And that entire shopping center gets turned into a high platform to declare the gospel of Jesus Christ from. May the Lord bless you with that entire center as the growth and harvest is brought in the kingdom of God. Thank you so much, my dear friend, for your continued partnership. This is a ministry / business partnership of $140 a month. Of course, it's $840. And I did not even look who this was from. I was just reading it, and I'm like, whoa, this is Afonso. Give us a call. Karen, get the phone numbers out. The phone lines are open right now. We'd love to hear from you.
That number is 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. You know, somebody was here the other day, and they were saying that the young people, you know, with the technology and everything.
Yes.
The young people are exposed to more things than any of us ever were.
It's true.
And I can't help but feel that, you know, the young people, they don't want anything to do with the older generation because they think they know everything. You know, remember when we were young, we thought we were smart and we just knew everything. But I somehow feel that, like what Afonso was saying about the high school kids, you know, God can touch them without the aid of any older people. You know, God can make himself real to anybody. And when there's a group of young people that are praying, seeking God, you know, God is going to work amongst those people. So I believe Afonso, I agree with that there is going to be a move among the young people without the aid of the church. You know, we've been praying, we've been, you know, crying out for the kids and, you know, but we want them to do it our way. We want them to you know, come into the church and, you know, go through the same pattern that we went through. But we can't restrict the Lord to that. God can move out in the countryside. He can move in a high school. He can move at the side of a lake somewhere amongst people that are hungry for him and looking for him. And so I just wanted to say that.
Malachi chapter 4, the last verses in the first covenant, says, look, I'm sending you the prophet Elijah before the great and dreadful day of the Lord arrives. I'm sending you the prophet Elijah before the great and dreadful day of the Lord arrives. His preaching will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers. Some translations use the word parents. Most translations will say fathers. But the preaching of the Word of God will turn the hearts of the fathers, the parents, to their children. Mm. Think about what's going on with abortion mm-hmm. in the family. Let's say you're a child growing up in a family and there's been one or two abortions. And you're the child that's living. Mm-hmm. What kind of a value does that put on your life?
Right.
You know, I mean, what about the two that were murdered? You know, we have a generation that is going to be awakened, if they're not already, to the fact that we've lost our way. And, of course, for parents, moms and dads, to have bought into the lie of the devil, that it is okay to murder a child in the womb out of convenience. We don't have the money. We don't want to have our life slowed down, so we're going to take the life of a child? What are you thinking? And so this is a revival. It is a restoration where daddies need to come home. Moms need to be moms again. You don't need to apologize for being a mother. You don't need to apologize for being a housekeeper. You don't have to apologize for saying, my highest calling is to be a wife and to be a mother of my children and to manage my home in a way that gives glory to God. God is going to bring restoration. And it's not that the family is split up and the kids do not need the parents and the parents won't listen to the kids. It is a revival that breaks up the stony ground, so that the parents are able to release the anointing, like Alfonso said to his son. Son, it shouldn't have to be this way. Mm-hmm. You know, God's given you another chance because of your daddy's prayers, but it shouldn't have to be this way. Now you need to stand up. And I know exactly what you're saying, Karen. The kids in the schools, if we're not careful, they're going to pass us right up.
That's right.
Because they don't have to have all of the traditions that have become our God. Ooh, did I say that?
You did.
Our children do not have to have all the traditions that have become our God. Let me ask you, how many people are worshiping their tradition rather than worshiping our God? We need to lay aside and lay down the traditions of men, and we need to give birth again to the heart of the Father, which is redemptive in Jesus' name. Oh, my, I don't know what's happening today, Dave. I sense there is an anointing. There is an anointing that is flowing today. God is moving. God is moving. God is calling us out of complacency.
Yes.
God is calling us out of dead religion. God is calling us. I believe God is speaking to the cemetery, the first church of the cemetery. Arise. Arise. Come back to God. This isn't about going to church to say, oh, I got my name on the roll and I've got a perfect attendance. No, no. It's about saying, I've surrendered everything to Jesus Christ. I am living for one purpose alone. Pastors, I challenge you.